This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's a delight to have here on BPN Radio a man that has been my friend for the past 27 years. His name is Billy Burns, and Gene and I, we love Billy and Vicki Burns. What a blessing they've been to our lives. And Billy and Vicki have been in ministry for 35 years, and they have a unique perspective on life, beginning as full-time children's evangelists. They traveled across America for 10 years conducting kids' crusades, observing the simplicity of the local children's ministry, and workers were untrained, and not-equipped churches placed little of any emphasis upon the children. So in 1989, Billy and Vicki moved to Lake Worth, Florida, after that to become children's pastors at the 4,000-member Trinity Church International. In addition to this new ministry, they continue to travel, minister in local churches and conferences, watching children's ministry begin to take form in the church. Children's ministries developed in curriculums, unbelievably designed rooms, high-tech ministry tools, workers being trained, churches begin to take pride and ownership of equipping leaders and volunteers to reach the next generation. Now, following the call of the Holy Spirit, Billy and Vicki have moved back to Texas, undertaking an additional assignment, a mission to help usher in a Holy Spirit renewal in children's ministries across this nation and the world. So, Billy Burns, it's good to have you here on BPN Radio.
Thank you, Dale. It's a privilege to be with you today.
We've known you a long time, and we know that the hand of God is upon you concerning children and young people, and you're now in a new season and living back in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
It's good to be back in Texas.
Yeah.
I heard a long time ago that God created two types of people, those that are Texans and those that wish they were Texans. So it's good to be back in Texas.
Oh, that's great. And you certainly have been a joy to my life. That's literally making me laugh a lot. I know you have a great sense of humor. And before we go any further, we're going to talk about your journey, but understand that you're going to be at Cornerstone Church in San Antonio this weekend with Pastor John Hagee and his church. Is that correct?
We're looking forward to it. We believe that we'll have people coming in from all over the state of Texas to learn how to work together with the Holy Spirit and to raise up children that know how to recognize the voice of God and flow together in the power of His Spirit.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that they'll be able to go to your website and get more information. We'll talk about that and just more about that in just a few moments. But talk to me about your call to children's ministry, how you and Vicki got started, and how God put that in your heart.
I went to Bible school at Waxahachie, Texas, back in the 70s to become a senior pastor, because to me at that time, and probably to the church, that was the epitome of the ministry, is to be a senior pastor. But during my last year at Southwestern, God began to lead us step by step into doing weekend crusades and Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, children's ministries, kids' crusades, and I'd preach Sunday morning, Sunday night. And then at the last semester of Bible school, God set us apart for traveling full-time as children's evangelists, and we did that for 10 years. We'd go into a church with no children. By the time we'd leave on the last ninth crusade, the church would be packed full of kids and kids being born again and falling in love with Jesus. And in 1989, we began to, there was a new season that took place. We moved to Lakewood, Florida to work with Dr. Tom Peters and his great church at Trinity Church International. And we got to pastor some 1,200 kids at the church and loved the church so much, loved the kids, and saw many born again, many baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then in 2014, we sensed a new season. And in that new season, we knew that God had set us apart for raising up a generation of children's ministry leaders that once again know how to work together with the Holy Spirit. In your introduction, you talked about the evolution of children's ministry. Back when we started, it was horrible. I mean, back in the 1970s, children's ministries was non-existent. I mean, everything that they had was leftover Sunday school curriculum materials, and it was really, really bad. So during the evolution of children's ministries from the 70s until the present, we've gone from not having anything and children's ministries being poorly equipped, untrained workers, etc., to today is very professional. We have the programs, we have the polish. But sadly, in children's ministries and youth ministries alike, we have the program, we have the polish, but the thing that we're missing is the power and the presence of God. So our call is to raise up leaders that will flow together with the Holy Spirit, because the kids will never go where the leaders have never been. And they're not learning that in Bible colleges. They're not learning that in different organizations. There has to be a voice.
I agree. There has to be a voice.
There has to be a voice that will bring the will of God into a situation. And God has called us for this season to lead and train and equip children's ministry and youth ministry leaders that will flow together with the Holy Spirit. So that's our assignment right now. And we're traveling all across the nation.
Yeah.
In fact, God spoke to me in a parking lot. He said, the nation is waiting for you.
All right.
Then he said, the nations, plural, are waiting. So we're stepping into that assignment.
Yeah.
And if there is one more outpouring of God's Spirit across our nation, I'm convinced that Vicki and I will be a part of that.
Well, I believe that. I really believe that God is raising up children's workers. And why is there such a lack of children's workers in churches today?
For the longest, it was such a low priority. I mean, the pulpit, everything that you can see on the pulpit, the preaching, the music, etc., was top priority. Mm-hmm. But churches are beginning to recognize if there's not a solid, strong children's ministry, people aren't going to come to the church.
Yeah.
So there's a desperate need across our nation for children's ministry leaders.
Absolutely. And we know that in these formative years of people's sons and daughters, it is so vitally important. And I do know that if churches do not give attention to this need or prioritize their ministry to children, they're not going to have effective church, particularly in the years ahead. And so, how do we attract children's workers? People to work in children's ministry. It's more than just a babysitting job, I know.
Well, there has to be that mindset change toward that they recognize that it's not child care, but it is ministry. I believe that from the youngest days of a child's life, in fact, even going to the nursery, that supernatural things can happen in a nursery when nursery workers pray the word of God, speak the word of God over children, and pronounce God's blessings upon the newborn babies. Yeah. That's so critical. Yeah. So there has to be a mindset change that this is ministry, it's not child care. And there needs to be testimonies. I love to tell stories about what God does through kids, and that draws workers. I had a mother stop me one time, and she said, Pastor Billy, do you believe that a child can be filled with the Holy Spirit? I said, of course they can. She said, well, that answers a question for me. My 7-year-old son, Xavier, came up to me and said, Mom, can I pray for you? She said, what? He said, can I pray for you? She said, so I humored him. My 7-year-old son, Xavier, laid hands on me, and began to pray in a heavenly prayer language. Mm-hmm. She said, Pastor Billy, is that possible? I said, of course it is. And I gave her some scripture verses. She came back to me a couple weeks later and said, Pastor Billy, let me tell you what happened now. She said, my 7-year-old son Xavier laid hands upon me. He began to pray in other tongues. And he said, Mom, here's what the Holy Ghost wants to tell you. And he began to interpret his own message in tongues. She said, Pastor Billy, it was the most powerful thing. I was in a church in Chattanooga with Dr. Ron Phillips, Abbott's House Church. And I heard the story about a little 3-year-old girl that laid her hands upon her mama and said, Jesus, heal mama. Just a 3-word prayer. And instantly the power of God hit that mother. Mm-hmm. So I believe that when testimonies are given to the church of what God can do and wants to do through children, I believe that that'll draw the workers in.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't want to be a part of something that's changing a generation?
Right. Well, that it sounds like to me that you not only believe in children's church, but you believe in children's revivals. You believe that the Holy Spirit can be poured out upon children at an early age where they can be baptized in the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I believe that when Joel said, for this promise, he talked about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He said, I'll pour out my spirit upon your sons and your daughters. I believe that's true. I believe in Acts chapter 2, where he said this promise is for you and for your children. I believe that every child can know the Word of God, have a relationship with Jesus, have an intimate relationship with Jesus, be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and expect signs and wonders to happen through their hands and through their lives. But that won't happen, Dale. That won't happen until there's children's ministry leaders that get past the polish and the programs,
mm-hmm,
and begin to demonstrate. The reason I think that we're losing this generation of kids, these kids have never seen anything that will validate what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what we're doing in our ministry, when we have our Saturday morning Ignite and Unite meetings,
mm-hmm,
we're teaching workers how to work together with the Holy Spirit, because he's come with an assignment.
Yeah.
He has a job he wants to do, but the Holy Spirit's a gentleman. He'll sit back and let you do your children's church or do your youth service any way that you want to, and mm-hmm, not bother you a bit. But if you allow him to demonstrate that he's in the room, then the kids will see things that they'll know that they know. I saw things in B.B. Hankins' church that convinced me that Jesus is alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
I saw miracles take place.
Yeah.
And because of that, I can't neglect or run from what I've seen.
Right.
But the typical children's ministry, all it is a slick program.
Mm-hmm.
And a slick program will entertain. But that's not life-changing. The kids have to see something. The Holy Spirit wants to demonstrate,
mm-hmm,
healing and miracles and talking to them. I believe that if God could speak to a young Samuel in Old Testament days,
mm-hmm,
he can talk to our kids today. So our assignment, Vicki and my assignment right now, is to raise up children's ministry leaders and youth ministry leaders that will know how to flow with the Holy Spirit. And there'll be times in a children's church service, the Holy Spirit will interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have a word that it just is on fire and on the spot,
mm-hmm,
right on the money for what that child needs right then. I had a mama tell me one time, she said, Pastor Billy, thank you for last week. I said, for last week? What happened? She said, you said something in your children's church that delivered my daughter from having nightmares that she's had night after night for weeks and weeks and weeks. I didn't even know what I said. But the Holy Ghost did.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing right now, is we're raising up leaders,
mm-hmm,
to have that voice on the inside speak. And if you'll do that, if we'll do that, then we won't continue to lose the generation that we're losing right now.
Right. So I agree with you that our children need an encounter with the Holy Spirit, not waiting until they get to be a teenager or adult. And I believe that so many kids grow up never having an encounter with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I know that as a boy, I had some encounters with the Holy Spirit, and I believe it's one of the primary reasons, major reasons, I'm in ministry today, because I had some encounters with the Holy Spirit. So why are are so many young people growing up in church and not having any encounter with the Holy Ghost?
It's because children's ministry leaders as a whole are following the leadership of the church. And we both know that churches all across America have relegated the Holy Spirit to a back room or to a small group. Pastors are afraid that if the Holy Ghost should show up, that people would run from the church, where the reality is, if he's allowed to be himself, we'll say Holy Spirit, this is a church that you birthed in the book of Acts. Mm-hmm. And you're still alive. You haven't changed. So if you want to do what you want to do, we're going to work together with you. Yeah. And here's what happens. The church doesn't decrease. There's always exponential increase when the Holy Spirit is allowed to demonstrate. So if the senior pastor or the lead pastor isn't flowing that way, the youth pastor's not going to. The children's pastor's not going to. And so here's what we wind up with is what I call Acts 19 churches, where they remember when Paul went to Ephesus and he said, "Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed?" Mm-hmm. And they answered back and said, "We didn't even know there is a Holy Ghost."
Right.
So here's what's happening. Most children, if they're ever baptized in the Holy Spirit or have that encounter, as you called it a while ago, it's at a camp. Mm-hmm. Or a retreat. Yeah. It's not at the church.
Right.
And God has ordained that every boy and every girl, he said, "For this promise is for you and for your children." I believe that every child needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and I want to help make that happen across our nation, around the world. And here's the good thing is people are hungry for this. Mm-hmm. Vicki and I are one of a handful in the entire nation doing what we're doing. Consequently, on our blog right now, I have people from 59 nations, Dale, that are hungry for an outpouring of God's Spirit, and they read weekly what I'm writing. Mm-hmm. There's a hunger from children's ministry and youth ministry leaders to flow together with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
This is that day.
I believe it is, and I believe it's time. I believe it's time that the pastors and leadership of the church recognize that the most important leadership position of the church is ministering with kids. Because if we are not able to train our kids the way that must go, if they don't have encounters with God, then they're going to be gone. And they may be sitting in church as teenagers, but they'll be gone. Their minds will be somewhere else. So we must capture this audience. And I know, Billy, that you and Vicki are playing a major role now in helping churches and leadership in that capacity. And before we tell the people how they can get in touch with you, why don't you just say a prayer for the children, for the parents, however the Holy Spirit leads you, and then we'll have some closing comments.
Father, we're thankful that the Holy Spirit hasn't gone on vacation, but your Spirit is alive and well, wanting to change lives and empower lives and equip people to do the assignment that you've given each and every one. We're not on this earth by accident, but we were born with an assignment from above. We have the need for your Spirit to enable us to fulfill that assignment. So, Father, we declare that there is one mighty outpouring of your Spirit sweeping across our nation right now. And we declare that no church, no individual will be left behind. Father, pour out your Spirit. Fulfill your promise. You said that you'd pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. May there be one last great awakening of your Spirit across our nation.
Yeah.
Pour out your Spirit.
Yes,
change our kids.
Yes,
may every child have an encounter with you that they can't deny what they've seen. They know that they know that they've known that they've been touched by the Spirit of the Almighty God.
Yes, Lord.
And because of that, they'll fulfill their assignment. There'll be a voice that'll be a bold voice, a strong voice to this nation. They'll flow with signs and wonders. There'll be a power on the inside that's undeniable. There's an authority in every child placed there by the Holy Ghost. And they'll change their schools. Their Jerusalems will be changed because of the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside. So we declare that today is that day.
Yeah.
We are that people.
Yeah.
And we're going to see your will accomplished in this earth, in this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I agree. And, you know, last year, one of my spiritual grandsons and I, Leland, we hosted a preaching competition, and we had it, I think, with teenagers 15 and older. But we have learned since that time, and people have brought it to our attention, that there is actually no minimal age to which somebody can preach. In fact, a friend of mine said that his pastor was called to preach at 8 years old. And wow. So I believe that God is doing incredible things among children. And do you believe there's an age limit on when a child should be baptized in water or baptized in the Holy Ghost or called to preach? Is there an age limit on that?
You know, I've read the Bible from Genesis to the book of Maps, and I don't see I don't see any age limit. There's no age limit. I believe the Holy Spirit deals with individuals in individual ways.
Yeah.
So let's not set a pattern. Let's just say, God, you be God, and we'll allow you to do what you want to do when you want to for those that are hungry.
Oh, I agree, Billy. I believe this is the day. I believe that you're right on time and right on target in helping churches recognize the spiritual needs, not just the emotional needs, the need for playing games or having entertainment, but the need to have encounters with the Holy Spirit. I know that God is going to use you and Vicky as you move into this new season of your life and ministry. And I know that you're ministering Pastor John Hagee's church this weekend, San Antonio Cornerstone. You might tell people more about that. And let the people know, pastors and other people know, how they can read your blogs and how they can get in touch with you concerning materials or a booking date or what have you. Give us some information there.
Well, I appreciate that. Let me put some balance to what I said. When I talked about polish and programs, I'm thankful for children's pastors that are doing their very best to present the gospel in an atmosphere that's exciting. And I'm not negating that at all. Mm-hmm. But all of that without the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit is of no effect. They'll leave your ministry, children's pastor. Mm-hmm. Sunday school, they'll leave your Sunday school classroom. And when they turn 19 years old, you'll be just a distant memory.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can put together, I had one kid tell me one time, one young children's pastor said, Pastor Billy, I've been listening to you. He said, I don't even study anymore. I just go in and flow with the Holy Ghost. I said, no, that's not what I've said. No, Paul says, study to show yourself approved unto God. You're supposed to study and prepare.
Sure.
At the same time, you know, there's our part, but there's also the part of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And so we study and we prepare, but you go into that ministry knowing, Holy Spirit, I'm going to flow together with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not negating what children's pastors are doing. I'm saying, let's bring in the power and the presence at this. You can have both.
Yeah.
You can have both. You don't have to look like something that's horrible and, I mean, have your walls painted black and be morbid and tell sad stories and have the Hammond organ playing in the background to minister to kids. No, make it exciting, but make it full of the power of God.
Yeah.
So that's our assignment. And if you want more information, I trust that people that I'm ministering to pastors and talking to people right now that want to see God's Spirit poured out in their children, in their children's ministry. And you can connect with us by going to billyburns.com. Again, Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, Burns, B-U-R-N-S.com. And in clicking on that, you can read our blog, which, like I said earlier, is being read by children's ministry leaders and people from 59 nations right now. Who would have thought somebody from West Columbia, Texas, could be touching the lives of people in 59 nations?
Yeah.
You can read our blog. It takes about 2 or 3 minutes to read. You can read our schedule. We'll be with Brother, you mentioned Brother Hagee's church, Cornerstone Church, which is one of the most dynamic churches, I believe, in the nation.
Yeah.
We'll be with a friend of yours just in a few weeks, Pastor Parkey Coburn in South Fort Worth area.
Yeah.
We're with a lot of great pastors, and no church is too big and no church is too small, because we believe that God wants us to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And just one more thing. Did you know, Brother Dale, that there's not two Holy Spirits?
That's right.
One for the adults and one for the kids. There's only one.
That's true.
What he wants to do through the adults, he wants to see through the kids.
Yeah.
And again, my blogs emphasize the work of the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, the supernatural power of God. And again, you can find out about that at billyburns.com and our schedule and how to connect with us. And
fantastic.
It just makes it easy.
Okay. Well, Billy Burns, it's been my pleasure to have you as my friend for over 25 years and to watch your ministry and have a relationship with Gene. I have a relationship with you and Vicki. And I, of course, highly endorse your ministry. I believe that any church would be blessed, any people group would be blessed to have you come and train, because you guys have 35 years of experience. And so I encourage everybody listening to this, even if you're not a leader, but you would like to be able to have some materials for your son or daughter, your children, you can go to billyburns.com, billyburns.com. Thank you for being on today. God bless you. We sure love you.
Thank you for being a friend, and we go way back. We were friends back before children's ministry. It was cool. I love you, Dale, and I love Miss Jean as well.
I love you too. Thank you for being on today.
Thank you, Dale.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Evil lives and good men die. and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age, he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end.
my eyes.
My eyes are still on you.
You've always
brought me through.
My eyes, Lord.
My eyes are still on you.
You've always brought me through.
You've always brought me through.
My eyes, Lord.
My eyes are still on you.
You've always
brought me through.
Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, Lord, as we forgive those who sin against us. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Because we say, yours and yours alone is the kingdom, is the power, is the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever, oh, forever and ever, forever. Amen! Thank you.